probably too young to remember, but in like 78, 79, the Iranians took some hostages, and they had for 444 days while Jimmy Carter was president, and as soon as Reagan got sworn in, they released them because they was afraid that that Reagan would do some military action.
Yeah, because they probably watched his movies.
Well, they just knew how he was, and yeah, that might have been a factor too, though, but for all them years, though, nobody has done nothing to Iran, and then years later, they built nukes and stuff like that, and it's a threat to Israel, and it's a minor threat to us, too. So finally, Trump says, he bargained with them, and he met with the Ayatollah, and finally he says, okay, that's it, they're going to get nailed, but watch it on TV, and you will see what we did. And Israel went after the government officials, while we went after the nukes and some other key things that might hurt Iran.
Yeah, alrighty, yeah, because you don't. That's one thing. You don't want to give Iran nukes because they will use them against us and Israel. So, it's been a crazy weekend already.
Yeah, I heard about it yesterday morning, and I got about 8, 9 o'clock somewhere in there, and I turn on the TV just expecting to watch something, I stay glued to the TV for about 3 or 4 hours to find out what's going on, but the Iranian government has officially announced that the Ayatollah Khomeini is dead, and there's a lot of people that were protesting the Ayatollah Khomeini in the streets, and he had them all killed.